This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Democracy is getting in the way of legislatures around the country. The Freedom House, in its annual ranking of democratic practice, pushed the U.S. down the list again this year. Pundits argue this is a direct result of life under the autocratic whims of President Trump. Sadly, that would be a simpler problem to solve with a fixed date in 2020 to take care of the job, but a greater problem has to be closer to the root than that branch of government and can be found in the states where recalcitrant legislatures are refusing to abide by the will of the people. Of course, for years we've been contending, albeit poorly, with restrictions on voter access in state after state under Republican control. After the midterms, we saw legislatures in Wisconsin and Michigan try to follow the playbook of their buddies in North Carolina by taking away some of the traditional powers of newly elected Democratic governors. Normally, I would have thought it was harder to do that on an issue as opposed to an individual politician because the people's will is expressed so clearly in the votes on such initiative ballots. In Arkansas, where voters overwhelmingly approved an increase in the state's minimum wage that will see $11 per hour in the future, we now have a Republican legislator pushing forward a bill that would take the minimum wage back to $7.25, create a sub-minimum for teens, and probably bring back bonded labor, but I haven't read the full bill. He may have overreached so vastly that he tripped himself up. More than 53% of the voters in Utah approved expansion of Medicaid for people up to 138% of poverty over $16,750 a year for an individual to cover 150,000 people. In Utah, in Idaho, 60% of voters approved an expansion of Medicaid. Legislators in both states are now trying to undo the voters' will and either cap the expansion differently, add barriers, or make the entitlement contingent on state resources like sales taxes. Reportedly, a bill is being pushed through the Utah legislature that would limit the expansion to the poverty level rather than the 138% figure that adds more lower-wage working families. Their plan would knock an estimated 60,000 in the state from the coverage. In fact, they want to add a work requirement on top of that as well, both in Utah and Idaho. All of the bad news from Arkansas is that a stringent work requirement is super successful at knocking thousands off of Medicaid. These Western legislatures may not have read the fine print on all the litigation in Arkansas challenging this clawback. Washington and Trump's Center for Medical Services have to give waivers to allow these shenanigans to take effect. All the polls claim they're getting good vibes from Washington, but we can hope this is fake news. Arkansas comes up again like a bad penny in these stories since the state also has a request to be able to cut back the ACA expansion to the poverty line as well. There is nothing about the Affordable Care Act that defines expansion as only a measure to benefit people at the poverty line. The heart of the reform is the additional coverage past that line. If anything, we need to expand the definition of poverty, not push people farther back into poverty. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.